With that, I'll call the meeting to order and entertain a motion to approve the agenda. Okay, so a motion from Mr. Christen, seconded by Mr. Wasland. So all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
All opposed, say no. Okay, the agenda is approved. And then see that you should have the minutes there from April 4th. That was a fairly short meeting, but that was we talked about a lot of good things. So I'd entertain a motion to approve the minutes from April 4th. Okay, so motion by Mr. Wasland, second by Mr. Quaston. So all in favor, please signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, say no. And just so everybody knows, we have a quorum right now. We're waiting. Two people are absent, so I know Commissioner Van Dusen and Ms. Olson told me that they weren't going to make it today, so they had some stuff come up. I think Greg is probably on his way, I would imagine. He hasn't said anything to me, so I'd imagine he's on his way, but with the planting and everything. So we have a quorum, just so that's clear. Okay, so let me give, I can update you a little bit on property acquisition that's been going on. And we basically have all the property lined up. So we have a series of purchase agreements. You probably saw in the paper about the city, and then I told you about the three properties on the west. So those are all agreed to. All but one are signed. So that's... let me show you here.
Are they agreed to if the voters...
Yeah. It's all contingent on the voters. Yeah. So I can show you. This is... I don't want to steal Bruce's thunder. I'm going to call him in a second. But so the city property is basically kind of like that.
Yeah.
So that's... You saw that in the paper. So you saw how much that was. And then there's three properties here, and about in this here. So this is one. This is the last property we just agreed to. And then there's one that kind of goes like that. And there's one that kind of goes like that. And those three. So that's all lined up. And the property owners, I thought, were very reasonable. They didn't gouge. But you can see, I'll just show you this. If you can see that total there, so that's this is what the city wanted. So you saw that in the paper. Everybody would like to spend a little less, but that's the city's price on their piece. And then the three properties here, that I just outlined total that much. So anyway, that's to bring everybody up to speed there. And let me give Bruce a call here, so and then he can walk us through the concept, and then we can be. So what the kind of the goal of this, most of this meeting is just making sure that you guys know, since we're we kind of have this figured out now. So as you probably saw also that we went to the voters. I mean, or we approved the ballot language and the ballot the bond amount. At this county commission, so the recommendation of the Justice Advisory Committee was to, and I'm hitting on the third thing there. So, well, I'll come to that later. Let me give Bruce a call. Bruce, can you hear me? Hello?
Hello?
Oh, hi, Bruce. Sorry, I didn't have my speakers on. I didn't have the speaker turned on. Sorry.
No problem.
Okay. So we're here. What we got in front of us is the site plan slide. And if you want to walk us through that. So nothing. We're not looking for anything fancy, but basically the goal of this meeting is to make sure everybody on the committee knows what's going on. Since we had a lot of activity with getting, I just went over some of the property acquisition stuff, and then if you could just briefly go over the site plan and maybe talk about how this is a concept at this point.
Yes. So exactly, Lee. So the plan, good evening everybody. So the plan that is in front of you, I'm sorry, I'm opening up my computer right now.
You're getting some echo.
I'm looking at, no, I'm fine. I don't hear any echo.
Yeah,
Yeah, you sound good then, so.
So, the plan, the exactly like you say, Lee, it's a concept plan based on the 120-bed jail, in essence, which is 60 cells, and assuming the double bunking. It accommodates the drive-through Sally port and all the booking functions, well, program functions and kitchens, everything that we reviewed probably almost a year ago now, or more than a year ago, on the program and what was discussed. We have the sheriff's operations on the second level, but again, we've modified that slightly to make sure that the program area, that the area fits the budget. So the sheriff and us have gone back and forth and modified that slightly. So basically, the diagram there represents the gray portion on the west side, or the left-hand side, is really the jail with the mezzanine housing above, jail housing. The yellow portion on the right-hand side, or closest to Broadway, I think, on that side, is a two-story section, jail programs on the first level, and sheriff's operation on the second level. And we're showing some level of public entrance on the corner, on the northeast corner, northeast corner. So again, it's a diagram, it's not a resolved plan. As we've been talking about the study, in a study phase, it's very conceptual planning. When you get into the next phase of project development, when the project goes ahead, is really when the final plans are actually developed.
Just one question I had, and then I'll open it up for other people. So the in-custody courtroom, would that be on the second or the first floor of the light yellow part?
Most likely, again, this is a conceptual plan, and we haven't resolved that yet, so maybe that's to be determined. Most likely, it wants to be on the first floor.
Okay. All right, thank you. Anybody else have any questions about the site plan? You guys okay with that? Okay. All right. Well, that was easy. I think that's a good explanation. And then just we'll see. I would assume that the city's going to want to have a voice on the location of the Sally Port, the precise location, because of the diagonal parking they're talking about on that street. But I think actually diagonal parking works better. So anyway.
Well, just to let you know, and again, you know, the city say so. So, yes, we might. A typical planning process, Lee, is as the project proceeds forward, we meet with the city once it proceeds forward. I think now is a premature time.
Right.
I would not approach the city now and say, "Can we do this?" You need a Sally Port, and yep. The Sally Port needs to be directly connected to booking. And the plan doesn't work if you can't make that happen.
Right. And you also have to keep in mind expandability and things like that in the future. So
exactly.
Yeah. Okay. And then do you want to talk about I'm going to skip ahead to the next slide. I had a couple things on that slide about with the cost diagram, that cost table. It's slightly revised. I put my version there and tax impact, but I'll come back to that. Do you want to talk about the...
All the costs stayed the same as what we showed previously, other than the purchase property or the purchase cost, correct?
Yeah, it was about $10,000 lower than we had on the previous.
Okay.
So that's...
Yep. Yep.
Okay. So then...
So that should be as we discussed.
Okay. And then I was going to put up the rendering just to show folks with that. I don't know if you want to talk about that at all, but that's just what it might maybe look like.
So what we did is based upon the county's request and this committee's request, we put together a conceptual rendering of what the facility might look like. And the idea is to create a building that's not a palace by any sense, not a Taj Mahal. What we're showing is the idea of using a precast panels that kind of simply show how a two-story facility might work, where the Sally Port might be, how we might create an entrance for the building to kind of focus, to provide a focus on, you know, where the public entrance is. And it's a very conceptual. It takes the footprint that we showed on the site plan, on the site plan diagram, mm-hmm. and based on the correct height, shows a building and how it might look. Mm-hmm. And the idea is to create something that, that kind of complements the downtown area.
Yeah. No, it looks, well, that picture looks nice, I think. Just one thing, the bicyclist in the middle of the street might be a safety.
Yeah, you're right. You should have one of those high flags or something on the back, right? The big red flag.
Any questions on the picture? There's a question from, go ahead.
That building there, that's just a sheriff's operation, right? Two-story?
No, well, the bottom part would be, the question was if that's just the sheriff's operation, that two-story. So the way I understand it was the bottom would be the jail booking and all the admin stuff, and the upstairs.
And the upper floor would be the sheriff's
operation. Yeah, right, and then we'd fit the courtroom in one of those floors.
Okay,
so, right? Is that, did I say that right, Bruce?
I think I heard, yes. The sheriff's operation is on the upper-level jail administration, and some of those, and all the various jail support functions are on the main level, or the first floor level.
Okay. So that way, and then one question I had was, I noticed that the housing area kind of off in the far, in the distance there, that's a little bit, even though that's a two-level with the mezzanine, that's still, the overall height of that building is lower.
Because it's not a true two-story building. It's a single-story with a mezzanine added, so you don't have the same height as a two-story building.
Right. Okay. Yeah. You see what I'm talking about? Can everybody see what I'm talking about? I'm talking about this. I'm going to point to it. I'm talking about this part over here.
Yep.
So that's, yeah.
Is that the Sally Port?
No, the Sally Port would be this thing right here. See the garage door? And then it kind of ends there. And then with these small little windows in the back, that's the jail housing area.
Yes. So,
which is actually, it looks smaller in this perspective, but it's I think footprint-wise, it's about the same as the other piece. So,
yeah, you know, and what wraps back to the south a little bit too. If you go back and look at that,
that
site diagram a little bit, it wraps back to the south, and because of the way the perspective is, it kind of vanishes to the back. So you're losing a little bit of length based on the perspective.
Is this a style of precast that you've used in other facilities?
Well, precast pretty much is any, it's a panelized system, typically 10 to 12 foot wide panels. Gage Brothers is right there in Sioux Falls, and Gage Brothers does very good competitive work, and it's a very economical way to build facilities like this, because basically from the top of the footing, so 4 feet or 4 foot six below grade, you pour your concrete footing, and you set the precast wall directly on top of the footing, and it projects all the way up, and then the structural framing system just ties it together. So it's a very efficient, quick way of doing it. The panels themselves, they again, this is a conceptual diagram.
Right.
At the end of the day, whether it has the relief like we're showing or whether it's more flat, that has to be worked out with the precaster. But the idea is you can do a lot of different things with precast. You can do a variety of patterns, but the more you do, the more it increases cost. But the goal of this was to show something that wasn't total industrial feeling, but something that might complement the neighborhood as well.
It wouldn't cost too much to do. So. Okay.
Nope. It's a precast panel is your most economical way to build this building.
Okay.
Do they build those windows into the precasting, the window space, or the...
Bruce, did you hear the question? The question was
No, I didn't.
Do they build the windows or the window openings into the precast?
Yeah, so what they do is they just block out the window openings, whatever the rough openings are for the window, and then the window company then comes back and installs the windows.
Okay.
So all that comes to site is a concrete panel without flashing, without windows. It's just a concrete panel.
Yeah, pretty. Looks like
it's an insulated concrete panel as well. So you have a 3-inch or so, 2 to 3-inch exterior width of concrete that's tied together with a rigid insulation in the center, and then 8 inches roughly of concrete on the inside.
Okay, that's interesting. It's like intercept, yeah. Okay. Any other questions for you? Have a question?
Is it the roof, is it totally flat, or is there some slope to it, or how do you
control
the water coming off? The
question would be water flow on the roof, and is there a slope to the roof, or is it a completely flat roof?
No, so, well, there's no, I'll tell you right now, there's no such thing as a flat roof. I mean, The codes of every jurisdiction in the country require some level of pitch. It's what people consider a flat roof, but it's got a slope at a minimum of a quarter inch per foot to drains. Sometimes we increase that a little bit, but the most economical roof system on this building will be a ballasted rubber roof. That'll be the most economical roof system. But again, part of the reason for the design contingency and the construction contingency in the cost estimate is all of those things need to be kind of vetted out as you go through the design process. We have one county we're working with right now where they don't want a ballasted roof. They want what's considered an adhered or a mechanically attached roof because they don't want to have to deal with the stone on the roof. And there's a variety of reasons that gets discussed. And it's cost impact. It's more expensive. But, yeah, the all of the roofs on this would be considered what they consider a flat roof. But it does have a minimum code pitch of quarter inch per foot to interior drains and, mm-hmm. and then other slopes for crickets and things like that.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Any other questions about the rendering? One question I talked with Bruce on the email is that this picture shows Justice Center, and I kind of like the name Justice Annex better because I don't like to detract. When you put center on there, it might detract from the courthouse. In fact, the worst, you know. So this is, but if you guys have other ideas for the name, I don't think. So he's going to, if we think annex is a good word as opposed to center, you guys can make that edit, and then we can use the one with annex on it in the public presentations, just to give the right impression. So, but I know Justice Center is a typical.
We can have that to you first thing in the morning.
Okay, yeah, because Justice Center is a typical phrase you use in a lot of the projects you're doing. I know, so that's probably why you
why you did that. So. Yeah, it's definitely why our guy did it, and we'll take the bicyclist down the middle of the street. So.
I kind
of
liked him. Okay, all right. All right, no, that's...
I mean, you know, it's funny. I look at the people in the rendering, and it's typical to the young designer that's working with me. Almost everybody in this picture looks to be kind of young, don't they?
Yeah, except for the... Well,
except for the older couple.
Yeah, the older couple. The guy with the two coffee cups, too, is he... He's pretty... he's got one, he's drinking out of one.
Yeah, we might have to see if I can find a few people that can I relate better to.
Yeah, okay.
Might be a cell phone on the other hand too.
girl's on the cell phone. He's holding her.
Okay. Coffee. Oh, okay. That's it. Okay.
So
yeah.
She's got her hand in her pocket.
The whole scenario in there. Okay. Well, let's stop with that, and then any other questions for Bruce before we let him go back to his life on the weather here is beautiful. So you guys.
Oh.
I don't know what it's like.
Gorgeous here as well.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Well, thank you, Bruce. We'll let you go. And
not a problem. If there's anything else that comes up, please don't hesitate to give me a call.
Okay. All right. And I think right now that the next public meeting in Watertown is the 11th, so a week from Thursday.
Yep.
So
I've got that on my calendar.
Okay. Sounds good. Thank you.
Excellent. Have a great day, everybody. Talk to you soon.
Okay. Bye-bye.
Okay. Bye.
Pretty well. All right. Any questions? I don't know if that person has a burka with the.
I'm not sure. One of the guys just walking out in the street.
Yeah.
Going much other direction.
But it is interesting that people pick the younger crowd. So one thing to emphasize about that, I know I've asked Bruce for like, well, what about the room over here? And he says, no, you don't want to. One of the differences in the process, I think that. From the 2014 process, and this is just my impression, is that you don't focus so much on the details of the intricacies of the plan, but you focus on the big picture so that you get the, and then you have that dialogue with the public. So I think we've been able to have a pretty good back and forth over the, and so we got from, so this has changed significantly as we've gone through the process. So, and now that we assuming the voters approve and everything, Bruce is working on a draft contract. Just so that's ready to go for the design phase. So that's where we end up paying the big bucks for architectural fees. But that's part of the process. So. Okay. Any other questions on concept and the plan? I talked a little bit about the ballot language. This is no different than what you saw last time. Except for the amount. So. Taking this committee's recommendation, the county commissioners came up with with 18,875,000, and basically the way that worked, and speaking as the county commissioner who made the motion, was I'll go back to this slide here. With just looking at this table, pointer's not pointing. So the key thing here is some of this is gradually getting nailed down tighter and tighter, but some things, like say the soil correction work, might cost less, or this might cost more, or whatever. And so this amount doesn't change, but this amount might change a little bit here and there. So the overall amount in that fund, though, is 5.71 million. So, and that's where that about 300,000 is kind of there as flux. So
that's, and I think everybody, at least among the commissioners, felt comfortable with that amount there. So, and still keeping it under 19 million. So that's, any questions on that one?
I just got a comment. It's my understanding that the city is leasing from the county some land on the east end of town. Why are we not asking them to lease this property back to us then?
I think we'd rather just own it. I would rather just own it, personally. I mean, we haven't really...
$300,000.
It is. I don't think they would. We can make that suggestion. I mean, it's not... We have this in motion. We don't want to jeopardize this project. So, but we can ask them. I mean, but I think I know what they're going to say. It's a different. It's a different city council, and than what we had back in, and but with different county commissioners too. So, if anybody's curious about that one, are you talking about the when we talked about the land swap idea?
Yeah.
So, I mean, there's good and bad in that one. It would have been nice not to spend this amount up front. On the other hand, that piece of property that is probably more valuable than that amount. So in the long run, so whoever the county commissioners are in 2035 when that lease is done, they need to remember that lease is done in 2035 so they can talk about it. So, but
you're talking about ball
is that
diamonds?
The ball diamonds.
Is that the softball field?
Yeah, the four diamonds, yeah. I mean, it's a good piece.
That's up in 13 years.
Yeah. So it's a good. The city's making good use of that. That's a good use of that property. I mean, but on the other hand, you know, it's county property. So, but I don't want, we don't need to talk about that too much.
That was discussed.
That's another issue. Yeah, we've been through that. So, but the good thing is, no matter what, we're still keeping it under 19 million. And I did get a call from a constituent saying, keep that Ball Diamond property because that's going to be valuable. So, and, you know, it will be. So anyway, I have differing opinions from constituents on that one. Okay. And then let's see the next. So that's item number three, pretty much. Any other questions on number three? Bond amount, so you can see how we came up with that. Okay. This is kind of a review. I did not have time to work on this one as much as I'd like to, but I think one thing I learned about, I talked last week or last meeting about it. Obviously, we need a construction manager. We got the bond people. We got the bond council, the bond advisor. We talked to the bond advisor last time. That was Toby Morris, the guy who was on the video call last time. He can help with a lot of this stuff because he's very familiar with these kinds of contracts. So he can give us a hand here. So I'm not so sure that we need to go down the owner's rep route. That's going to be that'll be an additional fee, but we'll that's still up for discussion. So I haven't had a chance to research that too much. The architect agreement. Bruce is going to come up with the draft with that, but Toby can be a sounding board for us as we go into that because he's done a lot of that. And that's Toby Morris, so the financial advisor. And then also over the month of June, probably be working up maybe a draft construction manager RFP so that's ready to go if the voters approve and so that we don't have any delays there. Because if you remember what the architect hiring process was like, that was a little bit intense. So it's going to be something like that again for the construction manager. So, and we'll have the architect to bounce things off of as well. Any questions on that? That's not really, that's just kind of a quick update for that one. Okay. And then public awareness. I gave you the copies of this brochure. I have some extra copies. Assuming you like the thing, I can give them to you. You can have them. If you have any feedback on this, we've already been shown to a few people. This is the second version. But if you have any feedback, I can make some changes, and I'd like to be able to start giving these out at some of the public meetings, the public presentations that we do.
I got one comment. You might want to add something on the bottom of this. You know, it was turned down last time. A lot of people have in their mind that, gee, we turned it down and they're coming back again.
Yeah.
So you might want to have another land bullet point. I don't care how you word it, but something to the something along the lines that we have decreased the cost of the project from $35 million, or the cost of the bonding from $35 million down to $19 million.
Yeah.
We have listened to the owners. That way they'll know that we have shrunk the project.
Yeah.
I'll
try to think. I'll think about how to do that in the brochure. This has to be pretty vanilla, so we can just print it on county equipment. So
yeah.
It has to be kind of. We can't really advocate, but if that would be across the line of, but advocacy. But
I'm not saying anything. It's just that we have shrunk the cost of the project.
Okay.
I mean, that's not saying you're both one or the other.
Let me see if I can figure out how we can. This is tricky to fit on. We can at least put that on the website too. We can put that on the as a fact on the website. So if we can't fit it on here, we can also fit it on the website and use it on the Facebook page.
I'd say most people are going to be looking at this, and very few go to the website. I would think.
Yeah. I think once I hand it out,
yeah.
Okay.
In the history of the world.
Mm-hmm.
I think
with
it's also
this will be the first time anything
that we're keeping it in the downtown area where it's located. We're remodeling the courthouse. We're not building a new one.
Right.
And we're making space utilization right across the street, because when I went door to door in 2014.
Oh yeah.
I heard that just about on every door I knocked on in Cottington County.
Yeah. Yeah.
Have a question at all?
One second, Doug. There's that phrase. There's a little bit on there. It's a little bit buried in here. Hopefully, it's not too buried, but it's on the third panel there. And
Number four.
Yeah, number four downtown, and then number five keeps the current courthouse in use. So,
all right.
Yeah. Hopefully, that's prominent enough.
Yeah. A lot of people were opposed to tearing down the old jail.
Well, we're not doing that either.
No, I don't. That's why that might be in there, because then people will see all the things that we're doing.
And then that's over here, the next one.
Okay.
The question I heard that was still out there, and if you see a way to phrase it, can we expand the current jail into a bigger jail? Well, mm-hmm. We looked at that.
It's in there.
Yeah, we looked at that, but that would be expensive.
Oh, no, the new jail that we're building.
Yeah, the new jail.
It's a built-in expansion plan in
right,
the future
right.
If it's necessary.
Yeah, but a lot of people think, you know, they'll say, well, we'll just make the old jail into a new jail. We considered that. That's expensive. Well, we're still going to use the building, but it's just not going to be a jail. So that's...
But they might not realize. There it tells why we can't use the existing jail. I mean,
right.
Remodeling it.
Yeah.
But it doesn't say that. We're going to still use it for another purpose.
Right.
We're not going to destroy it.
So that appears two places. Repurpose in this middle part. Repurpose the thing.
Oh, yep.
So, yep. But you have to read. You can't. But it, yeah, it's, you want to be jump out again. I know. I just gave it to you just now. So
I don't want to include maybe drug court, vet court.
Yeah. Oh, good. Yeah. Actually, there's other things too going on. So. Yeah, Sheriff just made a comment about including on the back side. We're talking about alternatives to incarceration, mentioning drug court
and veterans court.
We have two specialty courts operating out of the county
courthouse. Yeah, I've got Tinky Work. That's a good diversion. And then we're also looking at another, the mental health diversion program, too, right, with the city, which is going to be, so.
And there might be a hope for it coming down the line in the future.
Yeah, you can always hope.
This morning.
Did you have a
Yeah, Mary thought that for Al's is to combine in one place, how is this project different from the prior project, and then instead
that's
of having
way
these
to
points you mentioned, somewhere here, it would be all in one place.
Very good.
Maybe just an idea.
Yeah. How is this different than the last time? That's good. I'll have to,
This is
that's actually
all the information's in here.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. A couple of tweaks.
Yeah. Okay. Well, that's helpful. Pardon?
It might be in there, but it's a little hard to.
No, it has to
find.
Be tweaked.
Yeah, yeah. This is. You're looking at the graphic artist right here, so that's kind of. It's like. So, but one question I had, and I'm not sure I can do much about it, but on the picture, the photos there, but the old jail and a modern jail, our jail, and to me that's very helpful. But I kind of know what I'm looking at. If you're not familiar with what jails look like, I don't know. I'm not sure what else to do because I don't have any other pictures. But
you would probably, I just looked at it as looking down the hallway, and I knew what you were getting at because I've been in there. But somehow saying no inmates visible from control booth from this spot.
Yeah.
Or, I mean, so that people know that the control booth is right here.
Yeah, view from the control. Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay. So view from,
or from this location of the control.
So I got a little bit of.
Anyway,
I got a little bit of homework to do.
I like what you've done with this whole thing. Yes.
Oh, thanks. Thanks. Okay. Well, the idea came from a couple of the counties that had their bonds passed. They had a similar that I found on the through some contacts on the internet. So it's. And they actually used it. This is a cell from that we visited in Minnesota in Douglas County. I think I took that picture, but somebody on our trip did. And but they use that, because they get the Taj Mahal question. So, but okay. Anybody here have any comments? Do you have any more comments? That was a good comment, mm-hmm. Doug. So.
Well, Mary did bring up, since you're asking, Mary's bringing up one other thing.
Sure.
On this and on this, and it's kind of the ballot language. She said if she read this as a voter, the purpose of constructing, renovating, and equipping justice and public safety facilities. And she says, oh, now the city's going to expand their jail. Could you add the wording, equipping county-owned justice and public safety facilities? Because they may think if they vote on their bond, we're going to go ahead and we're just going to add all kinds of other buildings, other places.
Well, it says county and county. It's. I'll have to talk to. This is the typical language that the bond lawyer, the lawyer that we hired. This is the typical South Dakota language.
And so the public will understand.
I hope so.
That the justice and public safety facilities are only the ones that are in the responsibility of the county.
Yeah, because county and county is issuing the bond. The county is issuing the bond, but yeah, I see. I know what you're saying.
Don't know what's owned by the county and the city, and they're kind of upset with the city. Should I say that?
Yeah.
And they're going to say, "Oh, wow, now they're going."
Well, yeah, the county. Yeah, I'm not sure. We could. I can ask about inserting county owned. I suppose.
Well,
we don't have to
be put in here too. At the heading of this, it says construction of jail and remodeling of the courts.
Yeah.
And in here, maybe you could say,
county.
County.
Mm-hmm. So
county jail.
Okay.
And modeling of the people don't even know that the courts just belong to the county.
Yeah, actually, it's just the court
right there. You're right.
The court building, the courts themselves. I mean, the counties are responsible. The counties are responsible to provide to the court, which is a state organization.
Right.
What I was going to do on the so that this is. I tried to summarize that up here with that. So basically, it's too small, too dangerous because of the layout's outdated. Going there, and then the law says, I think there's one phrase: state law requires county and county to fix these problems. So, it's got to be, unfortunately, it's got to be pretty brief. I don't want to underline every word as much as I'm tempted to do so. So those are good comments. Thank you. I'll see what I, you know, the fact of the matter, you know, the fact is they're, you can go on and just say all, you could start listing the components of the facilities, but then the ballot language starts getting, and that's always the challenge. It's frustrating because you have to make sure it's clear, but it's got to be short enough to be on a ballot. And you saw some of the stuff we've had in other ballot measures. So.
What about renovating and equipping justice and public safety facilities owned by the county?
Well, simpler yet, you could just say constructing, renovating, and equipping the county's justice and public safety facilities.
I can ask our bond lawyer. Yeah. I don't think that's
necessary.
We passed a resolution, so we can change it. I think we, as long as we haven't printed the ballots, I think we can still change it. The key thing is that we set the date.
I look at this as a person who's out there and doesn't know a lot about what you guys know about, and I'm suspicious and I'm angry at you still. And I'm thinking, oh, gee, they're going to say that we're going to spend this money on public safety facilities. What all does that include? That's the response. That's why I think defining it carefully is going to be important on the wording.
Because a lot of people aren't going to read the brochure, I think.
Yeah.
But if they get into bullets, they would. It's just a little more.
So, like, saying something like jail, sheriff's office, court renovation, like that? I mean, you don't want to get like that kind of thing? Or,
no.
Just counties?
Like Doug or Mary said, county-owned justice and public safety facilities.
Okay. Yeah, we're not going to...
What threw me is public safety facilities. I don't know what all that includes.
Well,
I don't know what facilities in town that includes. I immediately start thinking I wonder if it includes this. I wonder if it includes that.
Yeah.
Because I don't know what they are.
No, the meaning is jail and sheriff's office. That's the meaning. So.
But you're renovating some of the courthouse, too.
Mm-hmm. The courthouse is justice. So justice and public safety. So the jail, actually, they all cross. They're all justice. The public safety part of it, I guess you could say, is the jail and the sheriff's office. So, and that's, we tried to say that in the brochure, but yeah, like Al said, not everybody's going to read that. So we got our work cut out for us still.
You shouldn't ask us for thoughts.
Yeah. Well, that's how you get to a good solution. Actually, that's kind of why we're a committee, guys. Sorry. That's kind of, all right. And then the first public meeting is this Thursday. Actually, we started scheduling them. Commissioner Hanton scheduled them out for us in some of the in the towns. So first one is in South Shore on Thursday. So whoever can... If you're all welcome, it's at 6:45. Let me get some of the things there. Okay, we talked about that. Any other public awareness stuff? I was going to hit. This is the schedule right now. And it's at, oh, I don't think I put this in the slides. I don't think I put this in your handout, but it's in the. It's online. So this is on both on the website and on the Facebook page, but.
They're all at 6:45.
It's all at 6:45, except for the bottom. We don't, the Chamber of Commerce is still, that's going to be an election forum with the candidates. See you, Mary. See you, Doug. Thanks. That's going to be combined with the other, because you have the city elections and the school board elections on the ballot. So, anyway, anybody as you can make it to these meetings, that would be good. And we'll see what the turnout is like. We kind of,
get the darts out.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I'm trying to keep, here's the plan. I mean, we're going to try to keep it about a half an hour presentation. We'll use the videos because those summarize it, and then we'll talk a little bit, then just take questions. And so try to get it get it nailed down. But I'll have to, like Doug's suggestion, say, how is this different than the last time? It's a really good approach, I think. So, and I'll be working on that. That's my job tomorrow. So, getting ready for that. So, that's most of the most of what's going on. Any other questions on any kind of public awareness stuff? Any
Is that scheduled on the internet?
It's on the website now. Yeah, we just nailed it down. The Kranzberg one, we have to confirm that. Brenda Hanton, Commissioner Hanton needs to confirm that one. But it's that was the date that they talked about, so I think that's going to be okay. We wanted to get the east side of the county as early as possible because of the 212 closure. We weren't totally successful, like with Waverly, on that one.
Well, so Waverly, you can go on 81 or I-29.
Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
I won't be here Thursday, and I won't be make the one in Wallace doing first.
Okay, well, if you can.
It looks like I can make the rest of them.
Yeah. But that, I tell you, having your presence, Your Honor, is helpful. Sometimes you get those court questions, those court-related questions, like, why doesn't the county sentence more people to house arrest? Well, the county doesn't do any sentence. You know, you get those kinds of questions. On the speaking side, I've talked to Rotary, Kiwanis, and Lions multiple times, so I don't know that I need to go back to them. But if you think of anybody else that I can go offer to speak to in May and June, I'm glad to do that. I got a couple calls out asking if I could talk to folks, or if they want me to. Sometimes they might not want me to. But anyway, anything else? Okay.
Why do they have two dates? Oh, I can't read. I'm sorry. Waverly and Wallace.
Yeah. Yeah, two W's. Yeah. We like W's in this county. You notice that? Yeah. Watertown, Waverly, Wallace. So, okay. All right, and that might just keep. So if people ask you, that's on the website. I can. I don't know if I have any other copies. I can email you that schedule too if you'd like me to. So it's just as people ask. Yeah, as people ask you, it's good to be able to talk since you guys are committee members. And then, so the big thing that we still have to do on this is kind of pre-election. The bond rating, I don't think, is actually necessarily has to be before the election. But then we start a whole other thing. If the vote passes, we start going into design mode with the architect and looking for a construction manager. So, but unless I'm missing something, those are the biggies. And I realize I have to add an end to Kranzberg on this sheet. So, anything else? So with that, I'm not sure that we need to do this June 6th meeting at this point, unless I think we can. What do you guys think? I mean, I don't think we need to have it on the calendar. It's mostly, and now we're pretty much in full public awareness mode.
I would just say leave it on there till after the first couple public meetings and see if there's anything we need to.
Okay. All right. Just if you put it in the, just put it in the in the. Yeah, that's a good point.
As needed.
Yeah, just to maybe put June 6th as needed. You don't need to put that in the paper, then at the next meet. Just put the public meetings in, not the committee meeting, because that'll. Not that we're hiding it, but it's just we don't want people to show up to a meeting that we don't end up having. So, and then the public presentations. I already gave you the date for that. So, that's that. This slide is left over. I should have edited this slide. This one's left over from the last meeting. So, alrighty. Anything else?
I was going to mention one thing. I mean, it's not regarding this, but he had, Bruce had mentioned you're going to have that map with the ballast on it.
On the roof?
For the roof,
yeah.
We had that at our building, and you have to have the washed pebble gravel, washed pebbles, not crushed, because the crush can eventually cut into, you know, sharp corners can cut into.
Oh, you sorry, this, yeah, okay.
Yeah.
Smooth pebbles.
And then, I mean, it's nothing new of what we're doing now, but I know I wouldn't remember it later on after you probably would, you know.
Okay.
But, and then leave excess membrane because it shrinks. And then it pulls away from the from where it's sealed to the side of the roof.
I sure hope, or it's a good quiz question for the construction manager interview.
Yeah.
So cut pebbles or smooth pebbles?
Yours? Yeah. Yeah.
What's the what's your pebble philosophy?
And we had problems with both of those things. And
yeah.
And we had it done, and somebody said, you got crushed gravel up here? No, you should never have that, you know.
Yeah. Well, I can see, yeah. I can see, yeah. That if you're
or crushed rock, I should say.
Yeah, as opposed to roll, what do you, is it tumbled, I guess?
Well, just regular, I don't know, stream pebbles.
Yeah. Okay, so not a lot of public here right now, but public left us. So. All right. If there's nothing else, I'd entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by
second.
Mr. Wagner, second by sure. Oh, so all in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Say no. We're adjourned.
Now that we're off the record, Lee, I just want to say thanks for all your hard work.